Chapter 36. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi. Never scared. We are now introduced to another benefit of the Baal HaTachon over the alchemist. The alchemist is always afraid of the king. He's afraid of anyone and everyone because he's in an illegal business. Although he has riches, he's always looking over his shoulder. We hear stories of people in illegal businesses who have been turned into the authorities by family members, wives, or children. Bernie Madoff, for example, must have lived his life in constant fear of being caught. A person might have the greatest, most lucrative business, but if it's not legal, he can never relax and enjoy his bounty. A person who trusts in Hashem for his sustenance, however, is not afraid of people. On the contrary, people are in awe of him. Yehuda Ades' grandfather, Rav Avram Ades, lived in Aleppo, Syria many years ago. He was once on a short trip traveling by donkey. One donkey was for him and the other for his guide. An Arab donkey driver felt that he had a monopoly on the business and became upset with the rabbi for trying to hire a Jewish driver to accompany him. The Arab threatened the rabbi, waving his hand and saying, "Wait till we get to the desert, I'll show you." The Arab found a different passenger, and both groups set out together. The rabbi was unfazed and replied that he wasn't afraid, that God has a strong arm, and that just as he had gotten the Jews through the desert before, he'd take care of the rabbi as well. Sure enough, just then, as the Arab driver was standing by his donkey, the donkey kicked the driver, breaking his ribs. He was moaning and groaning in pain for the rest of the trip and ended up asking Rav Ades for forgiveness for threatening him. As you see from the story, the Baal HaTachon knows he has nothing to fear from other people. The rabbi was living with Yetzias Mitzrayim on his mind at all times, the ideal frame of mind for which every Jew is required to strive. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us, don't cry, call out to Hashem. The Baal HaTachon called out to Hashem for salvation and isn't frightened by those who try to menace him. Rabbi Ephraim Waxman tells a similar story about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Yosef Yitzchok, living in communist Russia. The KGB officers were known to interrogate, threaten, and torture people. They once came to the rabbi toting a gun, waving it around to threaten him. An officer said, "This toy has frightened many brave people." The tzaddik told the Russians that their toy didn't scare him. It could only frighten someone who believed in one world and many gods. He, who believed in one God and two worlds, was not afraid. "So put away your toy," he told them. The rabbi was not intimidated, and the officer backed off. What did the rabbi mean? If a person believes in only one world, Olam Hazeh, he thinks that many forces control his life. He's in constant fear, never knowing which forces will bear down on him. If the force should turn out to be lethal, this person will cease to exist. He will be obliterated, and his suffering was for nothing. However, a person who believes in one God, who controls everything, and two worlds, although life may be difficult in Olam Hazeh, this isn't the end. There's another world, and there, the suffering in this world will be gloriously recompressed. Such a person is not afraid of other people's power. Even death isn't frightening, because he knows that he will continue to exist in the next world. That's the power of the Baal HaTachon. Therefore, Kovas HaLevava states that people, and even animals, are in awe of the Baal HaTachon. We see this point illustrated in Navi, in the episode of Daniel, thrown into the lion's den. Not only Daniel, but all Baal HaTachon feel Hashem's constant protection. They are not afraid. The Kovas HaLevava cites Parak 91 of Tehillim as a source for this. Yipol mitzticho elef urviva miminecha elecho lo yigash. 1,000 may fall victim at your side and a myriad at your right hand, but to you it shall not approach. The source of this protection, the parak discloses two verses later, is this. Because you said, Hashem is my protection. The Most High you made your dwelling. Like a strong house that can protect us from every storm, Hashem's protection is always there, but to experience the sense of security, you have to take shelter in Him. Again, this is something which we have to constantly remind ourselves. It's not something that we're easily going to fall upon and say, "Oh, I'm not as scared of this, that, or the other." So when we understand this concept that Hashem is really in charge, and that people and things and situations, circumstances, are placed there by Him, so we're able to recognize that the thing to be fearful of is not the situation or the person, but Hashem Himself. But when we turn to Hashem, when we understand that He's in charge, we know that everything will pan out perfectly, everything will pan out fine. Just Hashem's desire is always the best. There's no need to fear anything but Him.